Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
Okay, so tonight we are going to just be crazy, have fun, maybe continue that fun game. You know, my back was hurting a little today, which was annoying me. And, you know, Kathy is under the weather a little, but hopefully, she will call in. Okay, the number is 347-850-8. Okay, 347-850-8721. I will be on air for 90 minutes tonight. So basically, you know, call colleague. Colleague would like to talk to you. Yeah, and, you know, I feel like the end of May, June, you know, things will be in this place. And in my opinion, don't read all the spoilers and all that, because it's just going to drive you crazy, you guys. And you don't want that, because, I don't know, I don't think we need to feel like we are going crazy. Oh, and Maison is having who's so tonight too. So, but you know, I'm not structured tonight. I you know, really don't know what the hell we will talk about the whole time, but you know, I will figure it out. Okay, yes I do. Okay. Hello, is the host Dele Anthony. Okay, so I'm gonna bring on one of my favorite people, Silo, because Kathy is under the weather and I don't know where else the gang is. Hey Silo.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Okay. Good. Well, my back was hurting, so I took a little bath before the show.
Now,
but
is Revenge Cast our other co-hosts?
Well, yeah. Well, lately, I don't know. I mean,
I don't either.
Lately,
I just
you
wondered.
Know, we're just fine. What was I going to say? Oh, Kathy,
you
the little and you. Under the weather, she might be calling in Leo. So
oh,
I really feel.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just me and you for now. But so you feel better after today with the whole Anthony thing?
Well, I was just getting bummed with the whole Sam thing because she was on the screen again. But I feel better now that finally. Her mother knows. I think it was dumb that
Molly
had to be the one to tell her. I mean, come on.
So what was Molly's little thing?
Oh, she accidentally started slipping, saying about Sam, and then she took it back, and of course her mother is not going to let it go.
Oh, no.
You know, so it's just, it's all that, and she tells her, and then Sam shows up, and it's just like, oh, here we go again with story number 345 of this whole drama. But I like that they got hauled off. I like Anthony disappeared. Heather.
What do you mean Anthony disappeared?
He disappeared. They had him.
Oh,
they had him in the lounge chair with glasses on and a hat with the magazine pretending he was asleep. And then he was gone when they went back outside because they had to go talk to Heather inside with Monica. And Heather pointing out to Luke and Tracy that it's Monica's house. She got it as a birthday gift from Alan was a great little dig. It was just, there were certain parts today that were priceless. Others that I'm just like, oh, here we go with the baby crap again.
You know, and you know what? I feel like, really, you guys, we have nothing to worry about because, okay, Carrie was in the set. Carrie's not in the
set
anymore.
Her computer probably went out.
Okay.
She'll probably have to come back in again. She'll be back.
You know,
did you see the Revenge last epi for the season?
No,
I
didn't.
Carrie
was telling me about it, and
she's good.
Like,
she's like,
she's like, I don't know what we are going to do all summer, just waiting. And I'm like,
I know.
Well, yeah, but that's what I told her about Grey's Anatomy. For me, that's how I feel. Oh, and I stupidly wrote a report today, you guys, and it might not be, Lexi may not be the only one dead. So, I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, yeah. That's a rumor, or
Sandra, Sandra Bryan, however you say her name, said that. So I'm like, come on, don't do that to us. Do not do that to us. Please, don't do that, Carly. Please.
Well, there were enough people that were hurt from the accident.
Exactly. Yeah,
anywhere.
You know, and You know, if the Derek mug, I will be very pissed off, Coley. If it's,
Well, if they kill off Lexi, might as well kill off Mark, because I don't want him with that idiot he was going with.
No.
The incubator.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. Let's see. Oh, we have no callers yet. Well, you know, maybe a lot of people left for the nice holiday weekend. I mean.
Oh, that's true. Well,
I mean,
that's
it would be nice.
The room now and some guests and revenge cast.
Yeah, and Bad Catholic is here too.
Yep.
So, but no, by the way, Laura White, if you're listening, she's probably not listening, but. I had a really fun time interviewing her the other night.
She was great. She was great. It was a great show, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope she can come back and do another maybe hour.
Oh, yeah.
She's so fun to listen to.
Oh, she is. And I loved it what she said about her and Jason relationship because, you know, if you hear from her, that does make perfect sense because, you know,
Well, I can understand where she comes from as an actress trying to portray this. You know, it was already laid out what Carly was like. So, you're kind of cutting in. And I can't hear you, dear. You're cutting in and out. Huh?
I said, no, we've been having really weird storms today, like, it's been, like, interfering. So if anyone wants to call in, they can, people. I mean, this is the first time in ages that the switchboard did not lit up. I'm, like, so used to it, and...
Well, I think you're right, though. It is a holiday weekend, so a lot of people probably have plans.
So are you doing anything fun this weekend, or?
No.
No.
I never do anything. I gotta get packing. Oh, Brandy's in the room now.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy, call in if you want to live. Yes, I'm Black Man.
You can call in.
We've been Catholic. People are just calling. I saw the glimpse of the new Christina today. And because I was fast-forwarding.
I was chatting with Christy because she was on Facebook or Twitter. I can't remember which. And I chatted back with her.
You mean Liaison?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Brandy. Okay. Liaison Radio will be calling in soon, too, which
cool.
is a good thing. This is a holiday weekend, which I totally forgot, but all I have to do tomorrow is go to my little niece's first birthday, which is fun. We are having a little park, but I'm just hoping the weather will be good because when you have it.
It's hotter than heck here.
Oh, really? How hot?
It was close to 90 today, and I refused
really?
To put my air on. Yeah.
So, yes. And we will probably play the continuation of my little game that I love because I can, because it's my show, and I like little games.
Oh, just
okay.
To remind people, don't forget, Monday's a repeat. It's the one with Jason finding out he's not the baby daddy.
Well, okay. Okay, I think Y and All is a repeat because... I was looking at the closed caption and, to say what shows it was, and it said 2011 episode.
So
I
guess I'll watch movies.
Well, but they never like you. They have a regular episode.
Oh, but I'm not watching Days of Our Lives. I watch YNR. They're on the same time. I just watch YNR.
Okay, well, and I think B&B is also on a repeat.
Oh, bummer. It's getting to the point of the wedding. I don't want it to go on a repeat. All these good plot points they left us with Friday, now we have to wait till Tuesday.
I'm looking at one now because I'm just, I get very curious in my own little mind. And, you know why? I mean, I love the holiday, don't get me wrong. It's like a chance to sleep in, but I don't like it that they take away all the shows. I hate when they do that.
Well, I understand people who work that get the day off, an extra day off. It's good for them. My daughter's excited. She gets a four-day weekend. She turned 21. She's at the casino today.
Oh, fun.
For the first time in her life. She actually went out and bought some beer, and she was carded, of course. So was her boyfriend, and he doesn't even look close to 21. But they still carded them. I guess in Arizona you have to card both people.
Actually, you do, yeah, but I guess.
I never knew. It's been so long since I had a drink or bought any alcohol that I didn't know that.
Well, I think, let's see. Okay, why and all. Is new, I guess. It says for Monday.
Yay. I knew one of them usually kept new episodes on the holiday.
Well, yeah, and let me see.
Maybe B&B will be new, too, then. Because they're only a half an hour.
Oh, no. Well, let's see. It said new for B&B people.
Yay!
And
I love B&B, but I have to watch it online.
Oh, that sucks. I mean,
I have to because
guess
I'm a day behind on everything, so I just end up waiting for it to show up online at 6:30
okay.
at night.
Okay, well, they say that Zeno Hospital is new on the TV Guide. That's weird.
No, they said that it was going to be a repeat.
Okay.
Well, that means if the TV Guide is saying they're all new, they're wrong.
Well, and they are saying Days of Our Life is new, too, for Days of Our Life. Days of Our Life is new for Days of Our Life calls. I bet your daughter's having the time of her life at the casino.
I don't know.
She may never want to leave. Yeah. No, because, it's fun. Fun. And you never, once you get there, you forget what time it is and all that. You never look at your watch because, you're having fun. Oh, and by the way, you guys, the Emmys are on HLN.
Yep.
The 23rd on a Saturday. So that is good. And it will be I'm glad they found a home. I'm really glad. It's different when it's on the cable network. But maybe when it's on the cable network, maybe, people that had not won before may won. Because sometimes I just feel when it's on a certain thing, a certain network, sometimes, it doesn't. Oh, my God, okay. Have you guys heard about Doug Davidson being axed from YNR?
No.
Okay. They live a life, Stefano will be shot. Cricket and Danny have sex. Big Trouble for Phyllis. Hope's plan, Boss Bill. Barras on the Z's killed Twisted. He was very upset. I'm listening on the Swim Soap. Die Lesbad. I love a little thing I just read because, oh, poor Erin. Oh, I'm sorry, Erin, you're out.
Yep, he's out.
I am very sorry, God. Oh, you know I mean sarcastic people. You know, I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's sad when people lose their job because, you know, it's a bad time to lose your job now. So which is your favorite soap right now? Silo, what, like, overall?
My favorite soap? Oh, jeez. I gotta say B&B. It's getting close to the wedding. I think I want Liam and Steffi, and Brooke is going to have Daddy show up. So I think that she's going to back out because she really wants to deal with her dad, and her mom, Brooke, is already going, no! So I hope she blows Mama off and starts doing things for herself and trying to figure out what her life is about and grow up a little bit more. She's a good kid.
Well, she just needs
to grow up.
And well, exactly. And I hope this is not true about Peel Wrecker. Prepare for the cast. Goodbye. Okay, Bogos, I'm going to kill someone.
Who?
Basically. On Day of a Life. Peel Wrecker.
Oh.
I guess, and not taking the pay cut or whatever, so, yeah.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but, you know, you can't be doing that in these days anymore. I mean,
Nope. Everybody's
getting cut. And if you can't go with it, then you got to leave. Because guess what? Your job is going extinct, and you got to do this. Look at how long GHers have had to go with a pay cut. The last couple of years.
Yeah.
And their number one talents are taking the cuts. I don't know if Kelly is. I think she's still refusing because she's not on contract. I believe. That's what I heard. I don't know that for fact. I hope she does, Brandy. I've heard rumblings, but that's just, I figure if it's a rumor, it's someone like me saying I wish she'd just leave. But, Alicia, I agree. Yay, Alicia.
Okay, Alicia, call in if you want Carly not to kill you at this moment, because Carly might just kill you.
Call in. I'm called in.
Yeah, okay. No, Ladies on Radio is here.
Oh, she came in? Well, where's Carrie?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Hey, Christy.
Hello. Hi, Silo. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Christy. I thought you were revenge cast on the board.
No.
That's Tiana.
That's Tiana.
Uh-huh. Okay. Alicia, call in. I'll let
you and
Christy chat. I'll hang out in the background. There's Minnie. Carrie, call in. I'm going to sit in the background and let you two chat now.
Okay. Did you play your game?
No, she hasn't played it. Yes, because it's only been me and Silo, and that's why I texted you, called the hill in. If you want to survive me. And I know you were eating dinner. Oh, okay. 239, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rachel.
Hey,
hi, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. Very good, Rachel. I'm very proud of you. Okay.
Oh,
I think I've been so in this comfortable position for months, not worrying about the call, not worried about it. And then one time I really don't promote the hell out of my show today because I just wanted to be lazy. In the one day, well, maybe I should have, I don't know. So we are going to start a little game because I feel like being duty tonight and just a little sexy and just a little controversial with my little game because...
Well, I can't be responsible for my laughing.
Okay, fine. You cannot be responsible for your laughing. Okay, but, you know, I mean, you know, you guys, you know, the end of May through June, you know, we will probably have ton to talk about and ton of happiness. So right now it's not so happy. So welcome to Carly's Improv of a Game. And this game is a continuation of last week's game, but it's going to go a little harder. And like Silo says, he cannot be responsible for laughing. But, okay, so the game tonight is, okay, the guys and the girls from all soaps, and you will want to mask them up and have like a hot sex scene. But, okay, Jason and Liz can't be on the consideration in this part of the game because they are on the same soap, and number one, they are harder than hell together, so, you know, that would not work, people. But if you take all the different soaps and the soap guide and the soap girls, who would you have them in a love story having sex 24/7? And please don't pick Kelly Monaco. Thank you.
Ew. Why would we do that?
I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to start with a little nice little racer who's probably, you know, really, really nice in real life and really probably would never think of the duty thoughts unlike me. Because I'm becoming a slut in my own dreams, people. Christy knows all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Rachel, for any soap, guy or girl, who would you want to see together doing the deed in a love story?
Past or present?
It doesn't matter.
And they can't be a couple that were already together on soap?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a couple.
Okay, yeah. Let's
I mean, they, okay, Jason and
no,
Liz
I'm not saying
needs
Jason.
To be, to be out of the, because they're on the same soap. And
I
so,
know,
yeah.
But can I pick Liz with someone who's on the soap, but they're not together? He's
yes,
from another
may.
Soap? John McFain
yes,
and Liz.
Oh, interesting.
I read a fanfic with those two, and somebody never finished it, and it was so good. He has this huge crush on Liz, and he knows her brother, Steven. They work together, and Liz keeps setting them up, John up with all these women, and he doesn't want to go out with them, but he's too afraid to tell Liz that he loves her. Because she has Cameron. Love it. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, Christy?
Okay, so I'm supposed to pick two characters from soaps that I want?
Yeah,
together.
any soaps. And for you, because I know you didn't grow up in primed, I mean, soaps, I will lay as a leeway for you to say prime time too, because I'm a very nice person.
Okay. Well, let's see. I wanted Star and Michael together for a while.
I still like them together.
Yeah, I think that would be a good pairing.
I do too. I just don't know what's going to happen now with the whole Star being in jail and stuff.
No, she's not. Oh, sorry.
Because I'm kind of worried that Johnny and Star are going to hook up now, so I'm a little bit worried about that.
Well, I think Johnny is worried about whether he or not he's going to be in jail for all these things.
Yeah.
Today changed circumstances. I won't spoil it for you, but today changed circumstances.
Okay.
On the show.
Right.
Cool.
Okay. I did watch it. I just don't remember what happened with that.
Well, you're talking about a person that doesn't remember things.
I don't remember a lot. Okay? Like,
I'm the one who doesn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm Christy. I forgot. Okay, people. I've been wanting to say this all week, and I'm probably going to get killed by my co-host, but, you know, she will love me afterwards.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, people, I think we should make a vote on the show for, like, good callers, you know, very good people. But I think we need to make a category for the most accident-prone person around. And that would go to Laidlaw because she's very accident-prone and, yeah.
Okay, Christy, what did you do?
Ice on Tuesday.
You what?
I fell. I tripped and I got a couple fractures.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, it's all good. I went to the orthopedic, so it's all good. They're stable fractures. They'll heal on their own. In 8 weeks,
yeah,
but I just wear a nice little orthopedic shoe on my right foot.
Oh, my gosh.
I do physical therapy on my elbow. So.
Well, what'd you do to your elbow?
I fractured my elbow on the first fall. The first fall, I was coming out of an elevator, and I was walking, and I tripped over something. So I put my hands out to break my fall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
And that's when the right elbow fracture happened, which I didn't really realize until after when I tried to hold a coffee cup, and it hurt. I was like, that's not good. And then the second time I was on my way into the garage to go to my doctor's appointment, which I made because of the elbow fracture, and I tripped over the wood stopper for the cars in our garage. We have a piece of wood on the ground to use it as a stopper to not hit the drywall in the garage. So, yeah, there's a little piece of that sticks out that really needs to be cut off. And we told my dad for weeks, like, it needs to be taken care of. We're going to trip over it one day. And I tripped over that. So then
Oh, my God.
My fourth and fifth toe are now fractured. So, yeah, fun times. That was not a good day on Tuesday.
No, it was not, and I feel really, really sorry for my little co-host.
Oh, my
because,
God.
You know, I mean, she's my
That's
best
awful.
Friend, and I don't like seeing people in pain, even though when she told me I can. Okay, I'm not mean, but, like, if I see someone fall, I don't mean to laugh. It's just, I don't know, my nervous response. And when I fall, I laugh.
Now she's gone.
And when I fall myself, people, I just start laughing. I don't know why. I mean, people think I'm crazy. I'm like, why are you not crying? I'm like, I don't know. It's funny. Yeah. So, you know, so let's see. Okay, for me, who will I like from having different soaps? Okay, this is going to be really, really slutty, people. I just thought I would warn you on my little world really, really sluttiness, okay? I will want Spinelli, yes, you heard right, Spinelli, from Zeno Hospital and Young and the Rest is, oh God, what's her name? Abby. I want Abby and Spinelli.
Oh, that'd be good.
I thought that would be kind of cute, kind of fun. You know, see that little Albert with the reality thing, and he's, you know, into his computers. So, you know. Oh, Silo, Carly and Kane. Ooh. Oh, I know one too. Okay. Since we are going, like, from like, way in the past too. I, you know, because I count Dallas as the soap. But if you took Bobby Hewing and Alexis from They Live Our Life, that would be maybe hot. I'm not sure, but I would, you know, because Patrick Duffy, I don't know if you remember, I mean, you, when
oh,
was
yeah.
you, yeah, when did you start watching B&B? Because he's been on B&B for a while, but now he's sitting in Suffolk for the new Dallas, but hopefully he will be back on B&B, because I love him on B&B.
Yeah, I don't
Brandy.
Watch a lot, but I know have to know what's going on.
Brandy, that's a good one.
Allison Billington and Nicholas Cassadine. Yeah, the oh my gosh, yeah, I could see Aaron doing him. Elizabeth and Aiden Devane. Ooh.
I don't know who Ooh. Aiden Devane is.
What about Billy?
Okay,
Wait, Billy and who?
Billy from Y&R and Elizabeth.
I like Billy, but I don't know. That's how come I picked Daniel Goddard, because he's Australian and he has a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He sounds fun when he talks in an interview.
I'm in love with Billy and Victoria, but, okay, Victoria, and this is going to, do not send me hate mail, people, because I'm not in the mood. I think it would be a little cute, sexy, you see, Victoria and Jason.
Okay, I won't say anything.
Good. good. And I will tell Kathy that you were a very good little person tonight, Silo. God, I feel so sorry for Kathy. I think we should buy her flowers, and that way flowers are too expensive to send. Okay,
but it
go
could
ahead.
Be she's just sleepy. Remember.
Yep. Alicia, I'm
glad
back.
You're
I hate my
back.
Okay, but Lisa and Carrie, if you don't call in tonight, Carly is not going to talk to you.
Alicia can't. She's got to keep her phone open.
Oh, okay.
Her dad's
okay,
in
Lisa.
The hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. I hope he's okay. Okay, but Carrie, you have no excuse, Carrie. And if you don't call in, Carly won't talk to you for like a week. And believe me, Christy, you don't want to make Carly mad, do you?
Oh, Brandy, no. I like that.
Yeah, well, weren't we on the soap together, like, years ago? In real life, I mean, Drew Winters and Sunny. Oh, okay.
Who?
Drusilla Winters.
Yeah.
And Sunny.
Maybe my computer... And computers to get together and Carrie, you're very, very funny, but no, you know, another one, okay, Jennifer from Days of Our Life and Kane from Y&R.
I like Kane.
I want to see.
I do too.
You know what? Yeah.
Pretty much any guy with an accent, especially British or Australian. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or Irish or Scottish.
Okay, yeah. Stupid question.
Australian. Yeah.
Oh, okay, Liz? So people cannot laugh at me more than about us. So Kane is really Australian. He's not faking the
No,
accident.
He's not faking. No.
Okay. I was just curious because...
No, but I thought of someone with Liz.
Who?
The guy who plays on Hawaii Five-O.
Oh, Steve, okay.
Steve McGarrett.
Oh,
Alex O'Loughlin.
Oh,
Mr.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hunk.
Alex O'Loughlin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
He's
I was a lot younger.
I wish Moonlight was
longer.
Well,
come on,
Simon.
It doesn't matter if you're you ain't. You can just be a quibble. Meaning, don't know which duck they are, but you could just, you know, be a cuckoo. That's all. Oh, I know. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Well, even though they have passed away, gone to, you know, greater pastures, I think maybe Victor from Days of Our Life and Anna Quatermain from General Hospital. I'm just, you know, that could work. In fact, they knew each other. Well, you know, they knew each other because...
Oh, how about Jack and YNR with Finola Hughes?
That would, yeah. I can't get
love
somebody.
Jack and YNR. I love that guy.
Oh, yay. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Abba, thank you for calling.
Abba.
I love you.
Hey, Abba.
Abba, I don't have to kill you and, you know, call they would. I mean, you know I would. And, okay, where in the hell have you been, Candace? Well, tell me, well, stuck in the hospital again? Oh,
no.
Did you drink? Okay.
Thank you. I came from a cookout.
See,
see how nice I am? I left my own family cookout so I could call.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, what kind of food did you have,
like,
by the way?
It was fish, seafood, corn, chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
And Carly, you're going to appreciate this because you know how you get asked a certain question? When you're around you, when the family's around you?
Yes.
Yeah, I got that five times tonight. So, Candace, when are you going to get married?
Hey, Candace, you know what I usually say, Candace, and maybe this is, like, the wrong answer. I say, okay, do you really want me to go find the next guy and sleep with him and have a baby, and then we have to get married and we don't really love each other, and it's all going to be because of the family pressuring me?
Oh, no. See, I did the opposite tonight. I said, okay, I'll find somebody tonight, have a one-night stand with, get pregnant, and drop the baby off to you guys.
You know, I wish those questions were never asked, but I'm going to another family function tomorrow, and let's see if people ask me that. $5, buddy. They will. I mean, you know, I'm sorry my brothers and sisters all got married before me and found their love of the life and... You know, and but you know.
Well, Carly, you know what? It came to my mind, and I didn't say it when you said it. But 50% of the people that are married, just virtually people that they don't know or whatever they don't like, are in a marriage anyhow, and they're getting ready to divorce. That's how come so many people aren't getting remarried. They'd rather just live with someone.
Yeah, and you know, it's like. My mom said that, they soon, you know, asked that, and, you know, my grandma was, like, 23 when she got married, so in the older days, that was old, you guys, and then she didn't have my mom and my uncle until she was, like, 25 or 24, and they asked her from the time she got married to when my mom was born. and after my mom was born, like a day after my mom was born, they said, oh, so when is the next baby coming, Emma? And I'm like, okay, you know, people, you know, just lay off here. So what did you say to them, Candace? Did you make any remarks about it? Or?
I mean, my thing is that I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Because
yeah.
It's just like, you know, I just turned 30 not too long ago. I'm enjoying my life.
Oh, you're
like,
young.
You're young.
You know, I think what it is because another question that was thrown at me, oh, so when are you going to go back to New York? That's where you spend all your social time anyway. I'm surprised you haven't found anybody in New York. You know what? It's my life, my business. And when I'm getting ready, I'll propose to somebody and I'll have a baby. There you go. So that's my official statement.
But Candace, you are young. I mean, you know, you and Christy, I get jealous of you daily because you guys are still so young and you really don't have to worry about going and find someone for like another 14 years or whatever. I mean, your eggs will be dried up in about 14 years, then you have to worry about it. So, you know, but Candace, why didn't you bring us some food? Why didn't you? I mean, all of that food sounded really good.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Minnie's upset.
Wait a minute. Do you know what I got from the cookout? This tells you something. I went from work to the cookout. And I get there, I think my plate was already made. I only got half a potato salad. When I say half of it, I mean the bottom part. Two pieces of chicken. So I'm like, okay, because it was at my godmother's house. So I said, where's the box of cereal at? So, yes, when I cooked out, I had a bowl of cereal, half a potato salad, two pieces. So I was like, okay. I was like, but I did get chocolate cake, so.
Yum.
Well, that's yeah.
So, I mean, is that the only cookout you will be doing all weekend, or do you have more barbecues?
No, I'm having my own cookout this year. I finally decided, you know, I'm gonna do it. And you know who's coming? I have a big special guest coming to my cookout.
Who?
The one, the only me.
What?
This is my thing. I don't know how anybody else feels. It's just this Memorial Day, I like to spend it by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like I work hard. I work with people. And not saying that I'm not so, I don't like being social, you know,
right.
Social butterfly.
Yeah.
But,
I know what
you
mean.
You know, yeah. So it's going to be me by my little pool, my little kiddie pool that I got at Toys R Us.
Okay, you got it.
Cool.
You know, actually, there's a big one for like over under $200, and it's like a 14 inches. I think I'm like, that would be fun.
Yeah, well, I got the little one, you know, that the little kids would be in so I can soak my feet in. You know, got the lawn chair, a little umbrella, sunshades. I have it all planned out.
Good.
It's going to be amazing.
As long as it's something you want to do, it's all good, dear.
I'm not sure what I'm doing this weekend because,
casino.
You know, my family tells me, like, the last moment, like, oh, by the way, get ready. I'm like, get ready for what? And he goes, we are going to a barbecue. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but I am looking forward to my little niece's birthday tomorrow because she's one, and I got her this really cute little princess card, and I got her some toys, and, you know, but my brother and sister-in-law didn't want her totally spoiled for her 1 year birthday. I'm like, okay, Amber, I think you are preaching, you know, the wrong thing because, come on, grandparents alone is going to spoil that little girl. And she's like, and I'm like, just smile and say thank you. And, you know, the baby will probably have muscular toys than I ever did. So, you know, I mean, which is fine. And, Annalisa, everybody needs some time alone sometime. Yeah, you're right. Sometime people need some time alone to do, like, crazy stuff by themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, but my media person, I'm Sue, is working on the next big interview for me. I mean, I'm Sue of it. I mean, I'm Sue, she's just thinking who to get on the show next, right?
Yes.
I think you need to, when you go back in New York, when you go back to the Post Office concert, you really need to, like, kidnap Bradford. I've been thinking about this lately, and you just need to kidnap him enough to get Bradford on the phone to say hi to me. Then you can unkidnap him. But Steven's got it, and Brandy has money, so you just have to just make Bradford's ransom, you know, a little high, and yeah, okay, my pain pill is really kicking in now, you guys, so what I say isn't what I really mean, well, some of it, but it's not my fault. Yeah, but no, I mean, Elisa says you are better, Candace is better than Inside Edison.
Have you heard any good rumors or spoilers?
Yeah.
I haven't. Not yet.
Okay, did you guys hear that? Is on Soap Opera Digest that Doug Davidson is out? If that is true, I'm going to be really pissed off. If that is true, I am going to really go to California, and Candace is going to need to bail me out, because I do love Paul on YNL. I think Paul is a really good character. And, you know,
no, but we've been predicting Nathan Butler would be out, and he is.
I am. By the way, you guys look.
Because I thought he was saying that he wasn't.
No, SOP said he was out.
Yep. And you know what? Am I going to cry over that, you guys? No. Goodbye.
Well, that's just an obstacle that we don't have to worry about.
Exactly, Rachel. Exactly. See, Rachel, you
all
are very...
All those people that were pushing for a Liz storyline with him so she would stay away from Jason, not going to happen. Yahoo!
You know what? No love interest for Liz except, you know, ha-ha. Yes, Elisa, I love it. Okay, you know what, I am mad at Carrie, people. Carrie usually calls in by now, okay. So Carrie is in the little doghouse with me.
Yeah,
I think it was Elizabeth.
Maybe she stayed in her voice for the next show.
Because
I'll bet you she's doing? She's watching a game.
The game, I thought the most important game is, Lord Father, you didn't do that. Well, Carrie, well, you know what?
She's been caught.
Yes, she's been caught. So what soaps do you watch? Because I know what everyone else watches, but do you mainly watch Data, the New Hospital, or do you watch more than that?
Young and the Restless, usually. I pretty much have watched that. That one, Bold and the Beautiful, I used to watch a lot, but the last few years I haven't really that much, but I still catch it every now and then, and then I kind of catch up. And in like one episode, it's like, oh, okay, they're this person. Because I know all the characters, so it just takes me one episode to know what everybody's doing. And then, I watched Guiding Light until the very last episode. So I was mostly a CBS soap watcher until, you know, they went by the wayside. And then
you mean
that
they made you not be anymore? My kind of
soap heaven.
Well, you know, because, you know, I was thinking about Guiding Light as the returns the other day. This, I don't know what made me think of this, but I'm thinking, Alisa, those bastards killing Lexi off Grey's Anatomy. Okay, fine. I will go on my entire
way. I don't want to talk about that. That's so depressing.
Okay,
yes, it is.
Wait, yes, it is.
I have refused to watch that episode since I found out.
I have not been a Grace watcher in like 2 years, but I thought, oh, this looks like a really cool episode. I'll tune in. And right when I turned it over, she's freaking dying. I'm like, no!
Well, you know, I know it's bad for Colby. Well, Colby always swears on air, so Colby doesn't kill. But fuck you, ABC Primetime, I'm sorry. But you messed with a really good thing you had going, Lexi.
Lexi, we're going to be a hot couple.
I know.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, come on in. That means Meredith, you know, Meredith's family is, drowning. Now, Melissa, I wish you could call in right now because I love what you're saying. Sandra fucked it up. Yes, she did. Sorry. You know, while I was watching, I was literally thinking when the plane went down, I'm like, okay, you know, it's going to be someone other than Lexi. And I kept saying,
the freaking 20 minutes. I was so pissed off.
Well, I saw my shoe on the ground, and I was so mad, and I'm like, Carly, that would do damage to the TV, and you love your TV, okay? So I did not throw my shoe at the TV, but I threw my pillow at the TV.
Well, that's better for the TV.
Well, it's better for the TV. You know, I told my mom what I did, and my mom's like, good decision, not breaking the TV, but, yeah, she could have left and came back for the series finale with Mom. Yeah, then you know what, you guys? I heard that Lexi might not be all the dead people that don't come back in the fall, people. So I'm looking forward to the summer, I am. But I want to know what the fuck they mean by that. And I wanted to see what happened because I love Grace. Do not tell me about Private Practice. I'm like eight episodes in. Oh, and by the way, A&E, I'm mad at you too because you canceled Dog the Bounty Hunter, and that was not cool. I love, Dog the...
It was
the
rating issue, I heard.
Well, you know what? Well, you know what? I signed the position. I did, I did that, and, I'm mad because I do like that, though. I mean, Alisa, wasn't they might kill Malkin or Luna, too? I hate Gray. Yeah, but But, the thing... Oh, Silo had lost it. I don't want to ruin everything for you.
What?
No, I just want to know why in the hell they didn't have Kareb going with them. Oh, God.
I thought the same thing.
All
that.
All that other black doctor that I don't remember his name.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, but I don't
remember
his name.
I'm really glad him and what's her face hooked up.
Yeah, but I don't remember his name. I like him, but
I don't either.
Life. So that's why, but, they could have had Kareb, you know, no, I know you might not like crowd, Elisa, but I'm the same for the sake of, you know, if there was another one or two guys there, they may have been able to lift the pain. Because Derek was in there and so was Mark. And how in the hell could Meredith and Christina, you know, lift the pain? You know, but he was a star, also a doctor. It would have been suck for him. And like, yeah, but you know what? Well, I love Derek. I love Mark. So, you know, for me, it's the finale made me just want to, you know, throw something. Even the season finale 2 years ago when the hospital was locked down and that crazy to do. That was better. That was better than this one because...
No,
you know,
I would have rather had Karev die in the crash than Lexi.
Oh.
Because he was the one that was the shining example of the board exam, you know, the interview
stuff.
So it would have been bigger shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Lexi would have wanted to stay, Alicia, if they would have put her with Mark up front. They put her way in the back. She was barely on half the time. She was
But for a while, the reason why she was gone for a little while was she just had a baby, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, for a little bit of that time.
I didn't know that.
Because he had, like, 5 kids.
Get out of
kids.
Lexi? The girl who played Lexi?
Yep, I read that in People Magazine. There was a whole...
I'm going to have to look her up. I don't even know the actress's name. I just love her.
And you know who Arizona...
What's her name? What's her name? Did you say, Candace?
Did you say
who Lexi's real name was?
But I can look it up. Wait a minute. I was actually on Twitter.
I thought somebody was saying something behind Carly. Okay, never mind. Carly.
Okay. I just thought, you know. And do you guys know who Arizona's real-life mother is? Does anyone know that?
I think I know it, but I can't for sure say for sure. Thank you. Alicia got it.
You know, and I mean, come on.
So is
that's
that
why
Spielberg's daughter too?
Well, no. That's the stepdaughter because I think they got married when he was like, she was really little. But, you know, he's very good to the stepkids. But they have a lot of kids together anyway.
I was unhappy they got married.
Why?
I didn't like Spielberg for doing that.
For what now?
Okay.
I was unhappy that Spielberg dumped Amy Irving for Kate Capshaw because she was in one of his movies and he fell
maybe,
for
maybe.
Her.
Maybe.
That's why he dumped his wife, Amy. So after that, I wasn't a big Spielberg fan.
Well, I mean, that's fine, but I'm like, because I saw that one day, I'm like, wow, I saw that somewhere. I don't remember where I saw that, but I'm just saying Grey's Anatomy, Sonya Ryans, doesn't matter, Amy got about $100 million
and she deserved every single thing she got.
And you know what, I'm sorry, if you get married when the people first start out and they get famous and then dub their wife like a lot of the guys do,
from the Titanic did, Cameron, whatever his name is. He dumped his wife.
And I think
his wife his current wife looks like she has a severe eating disorder.
Yeah, and you know who I never, you know, agreed with, you know, because Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, divorced before like 1 month from their 10-year anniversary, because if he didn't, he would have to pay her so much if they got divorced after the 11th year with Sabrina.
Oh, I'm sure she got a lot of money anyhow.
Oh, yeah, and so...
They have the two kids they adopted.
Well, yes, but Nicole...
It's so weird that they had to adopt together, but then they both had kids separately. Like,
well, because
she can't have children. She can't have children.
Well,
I mean, she was able to have the one girl.
No, those were all through a donor.
No, not the first one.
Steve Urban was biological.
Yeah, the first one was, she went to this thing, like this waterfall in like Brazil or whatever, and a couple of girlfriends, and this is supposed to help about you becoming more fertile. And that's when Nicole and Keith had their first baby. Their second baby, they had a general surrogate, which means her eggs and his sperm, and the donor carried it.
Okay,
fine. Yeah. You read it on People magazine, and about the people you learn things you really liked. Tom Sue dumped her out. I love Nicole Kidman, so, and I love Keith Urban, so, you know. But no, I mean, for Grey's Anatomy to do what they did, okay, people, you know what, Sandra Ryan, I'm going to find your email, and you know I will, and I will
be
writing you.
Well, it's not making me watch it again, that's for sure.
Well, yeah.
I'm not
going to
watch it next year either.
Well, I'm not going to boycott. I'm just going to see what happens next year. Oh, and remember in 20 minutes, the best talk show around the Zone Radio is having Hulu show, and, you know, probably on that show. I hope that, you know, we don't go until like 4 o'clock in the morning, because I have to be up at 9. So, yeah. You know, going, because Christy, what are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know. Looking in, probably, going to church.
Well, see, no, because that's why I was just saying, if, you know, oh, don't worry, I'm going to drink later. Okay, Elisa, well, you know what? I've decided in the month of the end of May, June, July, this show is not going to be daytime after dark. For a little while, it will be daytime after drunk. And I'm not going to encourage people that are not 21, you know, or younger to drink. But if you're 21... I think we are going to really want to just have a casual glass of wine or two or three or four or five. but not as much as see the room spinning. Because when you see the room spinning, it's not a good thing. And let's see. Do we have any other calls yet? No. But no, you guys, just remember that don't make the spoilers, because spoilers lie sometimes. And there can be like a little grain of truth in them, but not all of them are correct. A lot of them lie. And, you know, I mean, I just want to see Sam get shot in. And because I can say 37 ways how to kill Sam McCall. And you know, and all of my death things before is either by fire, by a boom, by a shotgun, died on the operating room table, lives with a gun, lives with a gun in her, thing is someone else, and then, you know, boom, Sam's dead. Yay! Okay. Yeah, COVID's going to stop wishing for people to be dead. But I might not wish everyone to be dead. I'm just that, that person. That person needs to just, like, end. And then, you know, you crying on the show, we don't believe you can cry. Because, Sam, you really don't have a heart. Sam, you really don't have a heart. So, really, you cannot cry. Silas goes, see, I don't need her dad just gone. Well, I agree with you, Silo, but I have a kind of violent tendency, and, you know, I never, you know, liked Sam ever, even when she first came to town. No, unlike some people.
Well, I couldn't leave tolerate her then, but I can't tolerate her now because she cries every, I mean, every time she cries on screen, I go, how many gallons of water does this woman need to drink to resupply her fluids?
Well.
Okay, Elisa goes, yeah, my best of my aunt gave me a bill. And my mother wanted to be her ass. I hate beer now.
Alicia, I started drinking at about 4 or 5, and I love beer, but I just don't drink it.
I never like the taste of beer now. Did you give me a nice glass of wine?
My parents drank, and boy, I'd go up, can I have a sip? And after about 2 times of me doing that, then they tell me, no, you can't have any more. Go away.
Well, when I was like 5, my dad was in Washington. Well, he put the wine glass, and I came up, and I started drinking it. And he came over, and his glass was half empty, and I was giggling. And I'm like, good stuff. He goes, what stuff? What did you do? I'm like, you drink. Yummy. And he goes, and he was so afraid of my mom killing him at that point. He goes, he's like, bad, bad, bad. I'm like, can I have more? And
I remember somebody drank whiskey, and I took, you know, there was just a little teeny bit drop in the glass, and I tasted it, and I said, I'll never drink whiskey in my life.
Whiskey is gross. I hate whiskey.
Oh, it's so strong. I've had scotch and water, too. I hate it.
Whiskey sour. I'm more of a vodka tequila person.
Oh, I like vodka.
Every
stuff.
Time I have vodka, I get deathly sick. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, this not even a little of a glass.
I get sick if I drink too much of anything, alcohol, but otherwise, I'm okay.
I'm so glad I'm the innocent one on the phone right now about drinking.
Well, good. Somebody
don't
needs
drink
to be.
Much either.
Wait, Candace, you have never drank at all, ever?
You know that's not true. As many times, I probably called one time when I was drunk.
I know, I know.
That was my alter ego. That was my alter ego.
Kimmy
put a note in the chat room for you.
Hey. Huh? Oh, my God.
You might want to let Kimmy D know that this is just that way.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is the way this show is. I mean, so, you know.
Have you been listening so for a while? because I'm a V-spin along with some of the others that you discussed. However, this will be my last time on this thing. I'm getting tired of the Sam Bass thing. Get over it away.
Thank you, Alicia. Bye, Kimmy.
And are you, also, your unorganized several times has been cut off because of it.
She's gone.
So long. So long. Enjoy your show. Okay,
gone.
Number one, you guys, and you guys all know me. Okay, I have made my position very clear in the beginning every time. I have not liked Sam McCall ever. And everyone
no,
on the
we
side,
know, we know, we all know.
Oh,
just like
know.
Alicia said, this was made clear many times over and over, so she must have just popped in and decided she was going to crab, and I think she's doing it to get you upset. So don't get upset. Okay, Carly?
Okay.
It's just not worth it.
Don't worry about it. Alisa,
thank you, though.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
you hate
Sam, and everyone knows that most of us at least who call into your show hate Sam, too. So
exactly.
Yes. Exactly. And if you know, I thought about this, too. And if we have Sam called ever, we are nice to them, but it's not
Yeah, they
going,
let us know they're on a run.
But not, like,
I mean,
we warn them that we may get rowdy, but, I mean, we're nice
I mean, it's
to
Friday
people
night.
If they give us a heads up. Don't come in and then start chapping at your bit, because the show isn't the way you want it.
Thank you, Carrie and Lisa. You're great in this album. But no, I mean, you know, in this song, you know what? And okay, Kimmy D, you know, get over yourself, because you know what? Make him ask Elizabeth and call it any given day. And
yep.
When I ask Sam, I'm wrong. Fuck you. Kimmy, sorry.
Well,
but,
let's move on. Let's talk about something fun. Like Liz and Jason are getting together.
Yeah,
yep.
Well. You know what I feel?
I
feel
love you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia. I will be sending you a nice little gift basket. I feel a couple coming, and you know what? I don't feel like we have a lot to worry about. And one thing I wanted to make clear tonight, and it's time for us to stop worrying about, oh, you know, what if we get burned, blah, 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 because, you know what, this is a new regime, this is a new day, this is a new era in Zeno Hospital. This is a new self in town, you know. Forget about phones and all the crap. And I know it's very hard to do about people because, you know, there are days where I'm like, oh, Sid, this is not going to happen. But then, you know, I think, no, wait a moment, because Jason and Liz has been sharing a lot of screen time for, like, a lot of the time lately. And so I just feel like, you know, that's just, I mean, it's only been a couple of months. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day that I put. So that's just not like it all. Okay, so this has not been a perfect May streak. But you know, what you know, there are days we have enjoyed it. You know, there are days when I'm like, oh, that was a really good episode or whatever. So, for me, and, you know, we need to start not calling them One Life to Live actors anymore either. You know, they're on the campus. They are here to stay.
Yep.
You know,
just
I mean,
like
if
Laura,
there was,
I said about, like, what if the situation was reversed? And General Hospital characters were on One Life to Live.
we would watch some of our characters on that show to see what happened to them.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's like, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, do I feel sorry for all my children actors that really, you know, hadn't gotten a chance to, like, go over and donate a hospital? Yeah, I really do. But, you know, they cannot bring back everyone we would love. That would be nice. You know, because if Kobe had her way, I would want Rex from One Life to Live, just because Danielle, Bonnie, and Rex would be all on the same show, so, like, my hot sex dream would, like, be true on screen. So, oh, and Becky will win the Emmy, but so will Laura.
Yes, I think it's
you know,
her.
I'm,
I believe so.
Actually, they had a listing on Facebook today of all a bunch of the main magazine folks, and they predicted Becky over the other split was between Nancy Lee Grahn and Laura.
Well, Becky and Laura are not in the same category. I
didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
But
no, I don't think
Jeannie. Jeannie Francis said that she wants Becky to win. Said because there's been so many times Becky's been screwed. So Jeannie Francis said that she wants Becky.
Yeah, that's what I said on Twitter today.
And not to get in a fight with anyone, but this is me. So, but you know when Becky was nominated before and Jeannie got it, I'm sorry, I felt like Becky got screwed over. Only because, you know, I really wanted Becky that year. I mean, I love Jeannie, don't get me wrong, but I thought Becky
wasn't
did
on enough.
Yeah, it was because I think because they came back, or she came back fast.
It was their anniversary, but Becky should have already had one in 2000 for the rape storyline. Well, 99-2000 for the rape storyline.
And, like I said at the top of the show, it's going to be on HLN. I think I got it right. But,
yes.
What's so funny? June 23rd.
I'm heading out here.
Oh,
huh?
Maybe me?
Well, yeah, it's time for Lace and Radio.
In 7 minutes.
Well, yeah, but I'm...
Okay, yeah, tell Christy I will be over.
All righty. Talk to you later, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Christy, does that mean you're heading out, too?
Yeah. I'll be back on Liaison Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be heading out in a
minute.
Bye.
The chat room is open for Liaison Radio, by the way, so I put the link in the chat. So.
Cool, and we will see you over there, and, you know, remember you guys who Christy's co-host, so if it gets a little wired over there, I don't apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Candace.
A few minutes, Carly.
Okay, Candace. Okay, you are still with me. Okay, so what? Okay, have you talked to anyone? Have you
The whole time I've been on Twitter setting up stuff, some surprises. And I'm waiting for confirmation. I'm waiting for a confirmation because I know this person's on Twitter now.
This for you know, my birthday is June 9th, and we are having my birthday celebration on here on the 8th. So I don't know if you get someone to call in, that would be really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you know if, I guess, General Hospital... is a repeat on Monday, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
I guess 1-0 is a rerun. But I don't think they live a life that's new. And B&B is the real one.
I'm about to find out. I got a response from Twitter. Okay. It wasn't what I thought it was. It was about the web show thing.
The web show thing?
For the vanity.
Yeah. So you're having your own little cookout?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you making yourself?
Some tacos. You know, I might do the tacos.
That's all.
Ice cream.
That is really
good.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm sleeping in on Monday. I've decided whenever I wake up, I'm going to wake up because...
That's what I want to do, but most likely I'll be up at 10.
That is early.
I know.
That is early. Why aren't you waking up so early?
I just have a feeling I want to be up at 10 because I can't sleep late like 2.
Oh, my God. I could sleep like the whole day if someone would let me. I wouldn't,
Mm-hmm.
If someone will let me sleep all day.
Must be nice.
Well, my body, because I only sleep like 4 or 5 hours a night. So, like, that's not good for Carly, but, Okay,
yeah.
You guys in this album, we will be heading over to Liaison, like, in 2 minutes. Carrie, tell Candace hi. Well, Carrie, I might not tell Candace hi because you didn't call in.
Hi.
Candace, Carrie's in the doghouse, hello, and, Carrie's going to, have to get out of the doghouse for me.
Okay,
but
you gotta get out of the doghouse.
Yeah, Lisa is not in the doghouse. So, yes. Okay, so closing, I've decided that I'm gonna play a song by Zuni as we close tonight. Don't Stop Believing, because I feel like
I miss Lee now. Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome. But Don't Stop Believing has, Liaison written all over it, you guys. So Don't Stop Believing and don't reload magazines. So, yes. So, Candace, are you going on with Liaison Radio or no?
Yeah, probably make an appearance.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that song and then I will be over.
Okay.
Bye, Candace.
Bye.
Bye. That's the end of our show. That was Journey, Don't Stop Believing. You guys don't believe, don't stop believing in Jason and Liz. And for everyone that's hearing this, you know, just to make myself clear, I'm a Jason and Liz fan, a Carly Jacks fan, you know, and I don't like Sam McCall. So if you have a problem with that, that is your problem. Okay, good night.